We are already providing assistance to all people in medical quarantine, meaning that there's suspicion of Ebola, and also to patients under treatment, their families, their relatives, and also, you know, in villages that are highly affected, we also distribute food to the most vulnerable people in those villages. So far, the program was reaching around 100,000 people. And on request of WHO and the governments, we have decided to scale up our operation to provide food assistance to around 1.3 million people that are what we call quarantine area, which are not medical quarantine, but that's this restricted access area or isolated area where the people are not able to go in and out freely. So we will start distribution to all those people in the three countries.
Now, this is a very unique humanitarian operation. What kind of challenges are you facing?
Yeah, you're right. It's very unique. And for WFP, it's a very new challenge to work in this kind of environment where we have very dangerous situation with Ebola. The main challenge is it's about, you know, organizing those distribution while being sure to protect our staff and our partners who will be doing the distribution, and also prevent that gathering of people and food distribution site, another point of new infection. So it's very special way of distributing food. That's the main challenges. The second challenge is probably will be money. This operation will cost around $70 million.
Now, when you said, what kind of efforts are you putting in place to protect staff and also those who are coming to receive food?
Our staff and the partners will be equipped with gloves, with boots. They will also have some sanitizer to clean their hands as much as possible. We will also ask the people on the distribution side to stay 1 meter away from each other, trying not to be too close. You know that Ebola transmission is mostly when the Ebola is full blown up. So usually the people are not walking around. And also it's via fluids, not via hair. So it's not that contagious, but anyway, we have to take all measure to make sure that we mitigate the risk at the maximum.
Has WFP got enough resources considering that the area that you're going to operate in is just almost in the Sahel region where there's another emergency?
Oh, you know, there is so many emergency going on. I mean, we've got car with hundreds of thousands of people displaced, with refugees. We've got this crisis in Sahel. We've got also now this Ebola crisis. Yeah, we have a lot of challenges. At the same time, there is other big humanitarian emergency in South Sudan, in Syria, in Iraq. And there is a lot of pressure on the donors' finance. And we are kind of competing between emergencies. So yes, and you know WFP is entirely voluntary funded. So we have to ask donor to help us on each different operation. So yes, we will also reach out to the donors to try to get the funding we need for this operation. So far, Ebola is a health crisis, but it can very shortly become a food security crisis. Because of this isolated area, people are not free to go in and out. Some are not able to go to their field. Some have moved to other area and are away from home. It's kind of internally displaced. Also, all the economy and the trade is perturbated. So we know that people will have difficulties to get their daily meal. That's very important that we are there to prevent this health crisis to become a food security crisis.
You have said you're also providing assistance to those who are in quarantine health centers and their families. How are you accessing them?
We worked very closely with all health NGOs and UN agencies, and we don't do directly distribution. We handle the food to the health workers and they do the distribution. Our staff doesn't enter the health centers.